Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, we like theme parks!
What is that?
I was doing Santa.
Is this Santa from Transylvania? What's going on with this?
I want to give you presents.
I want to suck your blood.
I want to give you a Christmas holiday greeting.
Why is Santa? Why is this Dracula Santa?
I don't know. That's my Santa, man. He's a little bit of Halloween.
You know what? I'm
you don't
into
like my
it.
Santa? Let's hear your Santa.
No.
Well, no, don't be so Santa. Critical of my Santa.
Who was being critical?
You're being critical of my Santa.
I was just questioning where your Santa Claus was from.
You were wondering
criticism.
About the undead characteristics of my Santa Claus.
I did not. You're right. You know what? I implied undead when I said Dracula, but really all I was talking about was that it sounded like he was from Transylvania.
Dustin, how's your Santa? Let's hear your Santa.
No.
You have the big bass voice. You should be doing Santa. Give me a one ho-ho.
No.
It's Christmas morning. You can't ho-ho. Where's your jolliness, Holmes? Where's your jolliness?
I love this line of questioning. Where's your jolliness, Holmes?
I'm so pushy. It's Christmas. Okay. Guys.
Yo, you don't mess with Christmas, bro?
So, guys, it is December 25th. It is Christmas morning all over the world. So, hopefully you're at home with your friends and family. You're gathered around the radio or your Apple player.
Or you're sitting, standing on
the radio, yeah.
Kids nowadays and their radio.
Isn't that what families do? You listen to the old baseball game.
Little Orphan Annie?
Something like that. Get your decoder rings out there.
Yeah, your Ovaltine decoder.
Your Ovaltine. It's Christmas. We are so happy to spend it here with you. It is a beautiful Christmas morning. You can hear in the background our Christmas jams in the background, just softly playing as we enjoy the holidays together. This is me and Dustin and Mark. Just the three of us hanging out. Aww. And I love getting in front of microphones with these two gentlemen and talking about something that we all love. But why don't we just start with you guys? What do you guys got planned for today? It's Christmas morning. I'm so happy that our friends and family we're going to be seeing them today, and our friends in podcast land are joining us. But give me a purview into what you guys got planned for today.
Well, I'm going to be making a whole lot of mashed potatoes.
Yum.
Like a lot of mashed potatoes. I've got a special mashed potato recipe that I use.
Yeah, yeah.
That I stole from an ex-girlfriend years and years ago.
Ah, that was the best part of her.
The best part of her was her mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I'll be making those. It's intense. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these mashed potatoes. These mashed potatoes are a dish unto themselves. There's sour cream that goes in there.
Ooh.
There's roasted garlic that goes in there.
Oh my.
There's a myriad of spices. No paprika.
Okay.
Only white spices like white pepper and the secret ingredient, cream cheese.
Ooh. Ooh, wee.
Yeah. And you bake that up almost like a casserole.
So what do you do? The whole family gets together?
Yeah.
You make potatoes?
I make the potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you doing like turkey and that kind of thing?
We'll do turkey. We'll do rice. Yeah. Turkey and rice.
That's nice. Aww.
Turkey and rice, so nice.
And, not a turkey leg, though.
Well, I mean, there'll be a leg on the turkey.
There will be two.
Oh.
Two lucky participants.
I imagine that's why I see Chris at my family gatherings every year. And then as soon as those turkey legs go missing, so does Chris.
Coincidence.
That's right. And then we play a little mahjong and I take a baon home.
Yeah, you have been to one of my family's parties.
Got to bring a container, man.
You got to stay late. My family busts out a ham at 1 a.m.
That's how you do it.
The 1 a.m. ham with these little buns called pandesal.
Oh.
These little buns.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then they make little ham sandwiches and then you eat them and go home.
That reminds me of an Italian wedding when you get the porchetta at midnight.
That's right.
They wheel out the porchetta. It's like, oh, I'm so stuffed. I had the 12 courses. And then it's like, midnight porchetta. And everybody bust out the paninos.
Yeah, that's
You're
it.
Just like, I'm going to eat that. Yeah. I don't care. I'm eating that.
It's going to happen.
Dustin, what about you? Tell me about the holiday traditions over at the Foo's house.
We actually just kind of hang out. We watch some movies, do a family dinner where people come over to Tar Place. So it's a fun little time. I see a lot of families who are really going into that next level with like stresses of like, oh, I have to start here. Then I go here. Then I go here. Then I go here. Yeah, I've done that for years and years and years, and it's time to just kind of sit back and be like, you know what? It's all good.
Right.
There's just so much stress that's around Christmas that
we
can just have fun.
I won't do it. I won't participate in the stress.
Yeah.
I do my best to stay away from it. I won't also don't buy people presents generally.
Oh.
Only a few presents get bought.
Yeah.
And everybody else, it's like, I take my family out.
Yep.
Like, I'll take my parents and, you know what I mean? Like, we'll go out
for dinner.
Yeah. Mm. I'll go out for a show. We'll go see a show.
Oh, that's really nice.
And we'll go out for dinner. Yeah.
It's you know what? Over at the Bond House, it's a pretty small affair. You know, it's me and my wife and my mom and the kids. So it's all about the kids.
Of course.
You know, and we just hang out, but we typically, because the family's so small, we don't do a turkey so much these days.
No turkey.
No, it's not our thing. We typically do Chinese food. Chinese food. We order Chinese food.
I guess you have enough, like when the patriarch of the family is already a big turkey.
Well, you know, we love ordering in food and just relaxing. I just don't want the stress of like an all-day turkey make when, you know, it's just us and like how much of this turkey we're going to actually eat. We're going to be eating turkey for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Which maybe actually when I say that out loud, it doesn't sound like a bad idea.
Yeah, that's the thing. If it's a stressful time to make a turkey, you don't make the turkey.
I just want everyone to relax and chill.
Yeah. I think it's a relaxed time. Like that's like having something slow cooking or long time cooking in the kitchen is some. I find that very comforting. Like I have a 12-hour soup recipe.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I don't have the patience for that.
No,
I'm like a 5-minute KD guy. I have that recipe. Boom. Right.
You got to cut KD.
Yeah. Oh, I have a 5-minute mac and cheese recipe that I hit hard.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Do you have an Instant Pot?
Yeah, I have an Instant. Hell yeah.
Do you have the mac and cheese Instant Pot? Do you do mac and cheese in your Instant Pot?
I think my wife does.
Yeah, you got
it. It's real good,
that's
too.
That's the ticket. Okay. You have an Instant Pot, Dustin?
Yeah, I don't think that I think we've used it once.
By the way, Instant Pot.
Mac and cheese that Instant Pot.
Instant Pot, not a sponsor of our show.
No, but they should be because we all have one.
Yeah.
3 for 3.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of the holidays and Christmas and being together, and again, we're so happy that you're here to join us. So speaking of gifts on Christmas, and I know Mark doesn't do it. Well, you said you don't typically buy gifts on Christmas.
Yeah, but we're lucky.
But today, because I guess he must really like us,
yeah,
we all got each other Christmas gifts, and we're going to open a few gifts together with you, our friends, on the We Like Theme Parks podcast, a little Christmas gift exchange. Isn't this exciting?
I love this gentle voice you've put on.
This is my Christmas voice.
This is my gentle friend.
I'm so laid back. You know what?
I'm so happy for everybody.
Before we get into the presents, can I mention that my family, we're kind of free agents, though, on Christmas.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're always looking for someone else's jam, someone else to make us food and clean up.
You don't say.
Your Christmas crashers?
It's like, what are you guys doing? Oh, nothing. Oh, well, come over. Okay.
I'm going to show up at your house with a lasagna. I'm gonna lasagna and bounce. That's what I'm going to do.
So you're going to drop a tray of lasagna and leave
my knock on
house?
Your door, and you open it, and I'll hand you a lasagna. And then when you look at the lasagna and then look up, I'll be gone. There'll be just an elf hat sitting on the ground.
There'll be just a puff of smoke from you zooming away.
Yeah. And the faint smell of brimstone.
It's like, oh, that's weird. But this lasagna is delicious.
Yep. I make a mean lasagna.
I believe it.
Yeah.
You're a food guy. I believe that you would like take some time with your food.
I like to cook. Yeah.
See, I don't like to cook, and that's why I make things fast. And I don't know about you guys, but I brought you guys a little something.
You brought us something?
Yeah, I got you guys some gifts.
Is this it? Can I open mine?
Yeah. Whoa. Okay, Should we do this in turn so we can describe in the experience?
Mark gets to go first.
I get to go first. I called dibs.
Oh, he's just ripping this open. There's no...
It's earphones.
Earphones.
Chris, I don't know if the listeners know this, but I always forget my earphones. And I didn't have earphones for a little while because somebody broke into my car. And I finally got earphones, and they sit in my knapsack that has all the stuff that I use for work.
Wow.
Why don't we just plug these bad boys in?
And they're multicolor light up.
They light up.
All of the things that I like. All of the things that I like are light up headphones.
Wow. We're on episode, like, I don't know, 40-something?
70.
And Mark has never, maybe once, had headphones on.
Yeah, I never
had headphones. No, I don't think he's actually brought headphones.
No? Even our guests bring headphones.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, I even when I do voice work, I don't put the headphones on.
Really?
I only put the headphones on to hear the director, and then I take them off, and then I do my stuff.
I put them on for one ear when I do that kind of
stuff. Yeah, I put them on one ear, or I have them around my neck sometimes, or I put them here like, above my head, like by my temples.
Yeah.
That's where
I'm struggling to open this box. That's why we're ferning. There we go. Okay. Crack this open.
I'm very excited.
Do we have an adapter we can plug you in right now, buddy? Yeah. And you can actually hear all the great drops by Meg Treblecock. You can hear all the fun noises that Dustin put on here.
And the listeners are going to hear me hearing this for the first time, and I'm just going to be wowed. It's the sound of me taking
wowed or disinterested, one or the other.
Well, because what's funny is that I don't think people know that Mark has a very unique way of doing podcasts. You have the conversation, but why would you listen to it again?
Is that a unique thing? I don't think that's so unique, is it?
We listen to our show.
But you guys are both narcissists.
I'm just trying to make this thing better, you know?
You guys edit the podcast, and I don't do any of that work, so... I don't hear...
What? You're right. That's a very true statement.
Yeah, it's true. I don't. I haven't edited a single one of these podcasts.
That, again.
Despite my offer to edit them at the very beginning, you two have decided that you guys are doing it, which I'm totally fine with because it is work.
Well, you want to edit one?
I mean, want? I said I would.
Are you going to put them on your head? Oh my goodness. Oh, wow. I hope these are good. So can you hear stuff? Can you hear us?
They don't work.
You serious?
No, I'm kidding. They sound great.
That'd be the worst.
They sound great.
Aww.
I want to see the lights come up.
Okay, well, there's probably a button I have to push.
Well, maybe it requires a battery or something.
Oh, yes, yes. There we go.
Oh snap.
Okay. I'm going to take a video of this, and I'm going to post the video of this when this podcast drops on Christmas.
So these can be the ones that you leave here. So you'll always have...
No way. I'm taking these with me, bro.
All right. And then you're going to forget them next
week. And he's going to forget them. Exactly.
At least you know me.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's hot.
Hey, man. Merry Christmas.
Aw.
Merry Christmas.
That's
from
amazing.
Me to you, buddy.
Nothing but love.
See?
Dream Nothing but love on the Christmas holidays.
It's amazing. Oh, hi. It's me.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yep. That's great.
Look at that. Just amazing.
All right. Hey, Dustin. Do you want to... I got you something, too. Open the bigger one first.
This one?
The bigger one. The bigger one's
they
less interesting.
They are literally the exact
here, same. Let me...
They are the exact same size.
Open the heavier one first. Yeah. That's... Yeah. Open that. What could it be?
What could it be
candy.
Now?
It's candy. It's got to be candy. Oh, it's chocolate.
Is it a chocolate bunny?
It's a chocolate Santa Claus.
Oh, that's amazing.
From Rocky Mountain.
Ooh.
Yeah, yum. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. Delicious. Yeah, those aren't cheap, buddy. That's all right. I know it's just a chocolate Santa, but
I love
that.
Hey, don't worry, bud.
The thing
I got you is really expensive.
Dude, that ain't no confection right there. That's some real chocolate. I just figured I'd get you some chocolate because I always eat your chocolate when I'm over here.
The price is still on it.
That is true.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not.
No, I didn't think it was. This one is the more personal gift.
The more personal one?
Yeah.
It's Tron. That way I get to read
Everybody
it.
Gets Tron. All Tron DVDs for everybody this Christmas.
Tron DVDs.
Programs. Yeah, Tron DVD. What, nobody uses DVDs anymore?
No, that's on Disney Plus.
It's true. It's on my list of things to do.
What could this be? Feeling Christmassy.
Oh, it's his dream girl.
Oh, it's the pink Power Ranger as an ornament.
Christmas ornament. Pink Power. Amy Jo Johnson.
Yep.
The pink Power Ranger Christmas ornament.
Amazing.
Is that not the perfect gift?
That is the perfect gift.
It's like a callback,
you know,
and it's festive. Yeah.
Amazing. It's a callback festive.
Festive callback?
Callback festive.
Either way is good. Yeah, I like them both.
You know me.
I do. That's for you, buddy. Merry Christmas, Dustin. Merry Christmas, Mark. Yeah, I got you guys presents. So.
Okay, who wants to go next? You want?
Oh, there's other presents?
I buy.
Guys, I love Christmas. I really enjoy the giving, but the getting's okay, too.
Okay, so here's the thing, is that when they wrap this up at the mall for me, I'm afraid that they might have left the price on one of them.
That's okay.
I think it might have been.
So we won't judge.
So don't read, like, if you see there's a tag on it, don't look at it. I'm gonna snatch at it and rip it off.
Well, why don't I just open it and close my eyes?
I'm pretty sure Chris's does not have the.
Well, to be fair, they're both packaged exactly the same.
No,
one of them's
a little bigger than the other.
They are wrapped very well done.
Yeah, yes. Obviously not by Mark. Awesome. You see how trashy mine were wrapped? Because I did it about 5 minutes before this.
You know if it's wrapped by me because it has duct tape on it. And these were wrapped by the nice.
Should we do one at a time, Dustin? Why don't you go ahead because you're mostly open.
The nice people at the mall.
I love malls. How do you guys feel about malls?
Yeah, and they recycle the boxes. It's for charity, so you just give them a bit of money for charity. So that box is not what's in.
Oh, okay.
There's a Skechers.
I love
a child's shoe box.
Skechers not a sponsor. Wish they were because I wear them. They're very
comfortable. Skechers?
I do too.
Yeah, I have bad feet, so I like a little foot love. It's not about fashion.
I'm gonna snatch at it if there's a price on it.
Oh my goodness, this looks amazing.
Slowly not looking at it because I know Mark wants to do a check.
Oh my god.
I was right. Okay, I'm not looking.
I was right.
This is so exciting.
I want to describe it. Go ahead, do it.
Describe it.
What is it? Look at that.
Wow. It is an ugly sweater. Actually, no, it is an awesome sweater that apparently lights up. It's got a battery.
Would you like to do the honors?
Oh.
It's an elf. It's a light up elf. Oh my goodness, it lights up. It's so brilliant.
Oh, this is amazing.
It feels like going to see World of Color.
This is perfect.
Okay.
It's like you know me.
Great.
I'm sure I got the same thing, but in double XL. Wow, you really taped this guy.
I didn't do any of it.
Oh, it is the same thing. Is it a double XL? It's an XL. That works. Ah, it's beautiful. I'm going to put it. Can I put it on?
You guys have to put it on right now, please.
Okay. Aaron, take off my headphones.
Take off your headphones. You see here. This is why you don't wear headphones,
both,
guys.
We're both Christmas elves.
You guys are both Christmas elves.
This isn't going to fit me very well.
Is it? I'm sorry. But that's part of the fun of the Christmas sweater is that it's ill-fitting a bit.
This is quite ill-fitting.
No, it's good. See? It's good. Your shoulders are good. Okay. Does yours fit, Dustin? Oh, good. Yeah.
I'll wear it.
Turn yours on. There's a little...
All right.
There's a little... It's
wear it. Broken and doesn't fit.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Oh, Mark's going too. Mark just revealed.
Merry Christmas.
Mark just opened up his sweatshirt to reveal the same shirt. This is definitely a pick that's about to happen.
Now yep, we match.
It's going to happen.
This is very sweet, Mark. Thank you. This is very
Merry
lovely.
Christmas,
Merry
you guys.
Merry Christmas.
We have to.
Look at yours. It's really getting bright. Let me see yours.
Yay.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
Looking great. Looking great. That's solid. Yep.
Are we Facebook Living right now? Or Insta Living?
Insta Live.
What's up, fans and friends? We're recording the podcast right now on Christmas morning. I'm feeling festive.
Oh, this is amazing. See, you
this
gotta...
was the gift for Mark. Oh. Here, Dustin, why don't you distribute your gifts and we'll keep this party going.
Oh, this is amazing.
Now we're a team.
Now we're a super team. We're wearing the same shirts.
A good team. A good team has matching outfits.
So blinky over here. Na, 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 na. Nah, 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 nah. Okay, guys, so we're still opening Christmas gifts. We're feeling very festive.
Really?
Guys, a Madame Leota Funko doll.
I got a Mummy Spirit Funko doll.
Whoa.
Haunted Mansion time.
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion time.
And there's something else in here.
Well, and the funny thing with the Haunted Mansion Funko Pops that you guys said flat out that you were not going to start
collecting
Funko. So I decided to go out and get that.
What a scoundrel. What a scoundrel.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. And then the second gift is actually
Do they say misery loves company?
A little bit. is a special mug that you guys get to keep here if you would like.
Octane tester. What does this mean?
It's a very. It's actually a brand that that I discovered while I was down at in the at Epcot when I was working.
What
down
is this
there.
Called? The red.
It's actually pretty cool. It's a fun little thing that I found, and I'm like, you know
oh,
what?
It's this really
is just,
nice.
It's just a good thing.
This can be my mug while I'm here.
Yeah,
I love it.
But definitely the big
That's
thing
great.
Was the Funko Pop.
Oh, I love the Funko Pop. Can I keep the Funko Pop at your house? There she blows.
It's gotta go. Gotta
I'm taking
go back.
Mine. Thank you,
Madame Leota. Let's see if my wife will let me put this in the house.
We'll see.
My wife's like, no, that doesn't go there. That doesn't go there, Chris.
The other part of your guys' gift was what I brought back from Star Wars Galaxy's Edge that I
great.
Gave you on one of the other podcasts. So
I love it.
Guys, that was fun.
This is so good. Well, I guess, guys, it's time to get a little festive. I was hoping I could sing a holiday song that I wrote for you guys.
You wrote a song for us?
Yeah, I did.
This is the greatest gift of all.
I'm in the spirit, guys, so I wanted to
Whitney Houston, 1986.
To sing a song for you, for my friends. And do you guys ever go Christmas caroling? Is that a thing for you where you live?
No.
What?
You don't go around like the door by door and sing festive tunes and try to make some people's
Somebody would call the police if I did that.
Really?
If I knocked on strangers' doors and just started singing at them, I would be arrested with
Call me old-fashioned, but I miss that kind of sensibility. I want someone to knock on my door and I open it and I get jingle-belled.
No. Yeah, you're going to get jingle-belled all right. That's called a home invasion.
I was kind of inspired by all of Dustin's kind of trip reporting on the holiday season. At the Disney park, so
Is this Bondo sing-along time?
Yeah, I wrote a little song just based on what Christmas are like Bondo at the park. Would you guys be okay if I just sang a little jam for you?
Do we have Let's a choice?
Not really. I worked hard on it.
Great.
It'd be a dink move to be like, actually, you know, I think we're okay.
You know what?
Just took the mic off the mic stand. So yeah, I can get a little comfortable.
Yeah. You look like a crooner now, like a Vegas crooner.
Boo 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 doo. Boo doo 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 doo. Boo 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 doo.
Head out.
Guys, get comfortable here. It's Christmas time. And maybe you're down at the parks, or maybe you're not. Maybe you are sitting with the family. Maybe you are among friends. Either way, this is for you. It's the most wonderful time of the year. When theme parks are hopping as fake snow is dropping in your butterbeer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Isn't it, Mark?
Yes.
It's the happiest season of all. All the pins will be swapping, then Disney spring shopping for Yule Funko dolls. It's the happiest season of all.
Oh my.
There's fast passes for scanning, commutes minivanning, and parade watching from the back row. There'll be scary long queuing and grandparents rueing, booking Christmas trips long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Isn't it great, guys?
It's amazing.
All right. Sugar buzzing from cupcakes and fishing in Bay Lake wearing your Mickey ears. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Whoops.
That's beautiful.
Oh, this is the break. Oh, guys, enjoy the Christmas holidays and sing along if you dare.
Especially when you know where Bay Lake is.
Here we go. There'll be new merchandising, resistance that are rising, and cool selfies with Raptor Blue. There'll be bright, shiny tree trails and stern warning emails that you might not get into Batu.
Don't do it.
No Jar Jar for you.
Sorry, Andy.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be Hagrid line dashing and Skyliner smashing, so grab your brassieres. That's a Wizard of Broad's reference. It's the most wonderful time in Orlando, Paris, Anaheim. Oh, the most wonderful time, everybody, of the year. Merry Christmas. We like theme parks. We love you and have a happy holidays. There you go. I sang a song.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
That's got to be the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's got to be.
All right, guys. Good night.